KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today in a high of 72. Radar shows the showers basically south of Atlantic. The heavier showers are to the north, northwest, and east of Creston, between Creston and Osceola. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident that happened just after 5 a.m. today on Interstate 80 in Cass County between the Anita and Wyota exits. The collision occurred near the 68-mile marker eastbound. Dispatch reports said one vehicle was partially blocking the road on the westbound side. The other was in the median. The Iowa State Patrol was handling the investigation. No other details are currently available. A car whose driver swerved to miss an animal ended up in the lake this morning on the south side of Council Bluffs. KETV in Omaha reports the accident happened at around 5:30 a.m. The vehicle entered Lake Manawa on the west side of the lake near Pelican Drive. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle was able to escape without injury. A 15-year-old female on a bicycle was suffering from knee pain after the bike she was riding collided with a Town and Country minivan Monday afternoon at 10th and Plum Streets here in Atlantic. The accident was reported around 3:25 p.m. According to police, the van driven by Patrick Odell was traveling east on 10th Street when the teen entered the street from the sidewalk heading north. Witnesses said the girl didn't stop or look for cross traffic before entering the road. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac ambulance responded to the scene. The girl was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of what were described as minor injuries. The trial for a Harrison County man charged in connection with a fatal crash on Interstate 80 in Cass County last year is set to begin today with jury selection here in Atlantic. The trial for 50-year-old Paul Marshall of Modale is expected to last at least a couple of days. Marshall is charged with vehicular homicide by operating under the influence in connection with the May 2015 crash on I-80 near the 54-mile marker off-ramp. Lordy said Marshall was driving his pickup westbound in the eastbound lane when the vehicle collided with an eastbound car driven by University of Nebraska at Lincoln women's soccer coach Peter Underwood of Lincoln, Nebraska, who was traveling on a recruiting trip. Marshall faces up to 25 years in prison if he's convicted. On Friday, 4th District Court Judge Susan Christensen sustained an objection by an attorney for the Underwood family to have testimony from a female member of the family excluded from expanded media coverage of the case. Two women were arrested on drug charges early this morning in Creston. Police say 40-year-old Amy Crispin of Creston was arrested at around 2:25 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. And 21-year-old Cammie Hilton of Creston was arrested at around 2:15 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Both women were taken into custody at 702 South Poplar Street in Creston and brought to the Ringgold County Jail, where they were held on $5,000 bond each. A juvenile is being blamed for a fire that destroyed the Stewart Sale Barn Sunday night. Stewart police said in a release late Monday afternoon that their investigation determined the juvenile had entered the structure at some time prior to the fire, and the juvenile used a cigarette lighter to ignite a bale of hay. That juvenile then attempted to extinguish the fire but was unsuccessful. They never reported the incident to the authorities. Evidence at the scene and statements from witnesses and the suspects have been corroborated. The suspect, rather, has been corroborated. The juvenile has been identified and is cooperating with officers. Due to the suspect's age, the case will be referred to juvenile court for any criminal charges, and the name and information related to the juvenile will not be released to the public. The incident began at around 6:41 p.m. Sunday, when Stewart police received a report of smoke coming from the Stewart Sale Barn. Officers requested Stewart Fire be dispatched while they were en route to investigate the smoke, and upon arrival, they found the fully involved structure on fire with flames and smoke visible for about three-quarters of the building. And the Stewart Fire Chief Mark Renslow said that about a dozen or so goats died in that blaze. The owner of the building has said he will rebuild, and until that happens, a tent will be erected in the parking lot for any upcoming sales. In the funeral announcements, D. Gene Dulch, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Gene Dulch will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, with a luncheon to follow at the United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Wyota. Daniel Boomer Twombly, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday. A prayer service for Daniel Twombly will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Amy Jo Strauss-Garside, age 47, of Atlantic, will be held today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The family is handling the arrangements. Jerry L. Christensen, age 78, of Salina, Kansas, and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Jerry Christensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marilyn Blanchard, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marilyn Blanchard will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Modrell, age 71, of Anita, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Dale Modrell will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Gilbert Hugenson, age 96, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gilbert Hugenson will be Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Wayne Brockhoff, age 56, of Walnut, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life service for Wayne Brockhoff will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Peggy Jensen, age 66, of Audubon, died April 20th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peggy Jensen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Gray. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.